Tape marker. Action.
What's going on, Movie Talk fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
This is Lex, back at it again, guys.
What's going on, everybody? Hope everyone has had a great, you know, week, weekend, vacation, if you did go on vacation. I know me and Lex did. We had a splendid time at the Magical World of Disney World. And, man, our own very Lex got engaged. Right? Congratulations, brother.
Congratulations. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
It was nice having you guys there. It was a great trip.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sad to be back, but at the same time, I'm excited to be back.
I know, man. And we do apologize. You know, we haven't really been doing any movie stuff recently, just with everything coming out. Now there's Christmas movies coming out, holiday movies coming out. I can't wait. I'm excited. We got a new trailer of Spider-Man No Way Home, man. I'm excited for this. We kind of knew the – I mean, obviously, you know, Sony tweeted out saying we're going to release it 7:30 our time. You know, I know Lex told me that our time, Central Time, 7:30 here. And – We saw another movie, which is funny, about, you know, another Disney flick, and we were just talking about it. I was like, dude, we're gonna be watching. Is it gonna take away from reviewing this movie to where we're in our minds we're thinking about Spider-Man No Way Home? But in that sense, it really didn't. I don't know if it did or not. But yeah, I'm excited for this trailer. I can't wait to talk about this trailer. Let's get right to it, Lex. Any thoughts going into this, man? Any before watching this together?
No. I've been super excited. I've been waiting for the trailer.
Awesome. Let's get right to it, man. All right. Let's talk. Let's see if we see the next Spider-Man's. Here we go.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Ever since I got bit by that spider, I've only had 1 week where my life has felt normal. That was when you found out.
When you botched that spell where you wanted everyone to forget the Peter Parker Spider-Man, we started getting some visitors. Bam. From every universe.
Oh, man. Oh, I knew it.
Hello, Peter.
What? He was there last time.
Yeah, I know.
You're not Peter Parker.
But we got the full game.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Wait, no, seriously, what's your actual name?
There are others out there. We need to send them back.
So, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You know, all this is kind of your mess. I know a couple of magic words myself, starting with the word please.
Please, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You're flying out into the darkness to fight ghosts.
Commissioner Gordon.
They all die fighting Spider-Man. It's their fate. I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah, me too.
Don't.
Oh, shoot. Conflict.
There has to be another way.
There isn't. They're a danger to our universe.
Oh. You're not going to take this away from me.
Oh man. Yeah. Dude, that looks great, dude. That looks
You're
awesome.
You're struggling.
That suit.
Everything you want. Oh. The world tried to make you choose.
My fault. I can't save everyone.
Oh, MJ. Dude.
What's happening?
They're starting to come through, and I can't stop them.
December 17th, exclusively at movie theaters. Tickets on sale November 29th. Spider Monday.
Booyah! Spider Monday, man. Dang, bro. Spider Monday, huh? Man. Yeah, this trailer is great. I enjoyed it. You know, allegedly, you know what's funny? Because I see it everywhere on Twitter. Everyone's all like, oh, you know, the Spider-Man spoiler of this. It's all edited photos and people putting like random shit in there. It's like, I don't know, just Tiger, just putting random stuff in there, right? Like, this is like the sport, like Darth Vader's in this. I saw one with Darth Vader's in the Spider-Man. Like, it just reads random things. It's just, it's gotten Jurassic so Park. Big. Yeah, Jurassic Park. It's gotten so big of like spoilers. And I'm just, I don't know, Lex, I'm kind of annoyed of it. I'm just like, I got annoyed of it to a sense where like, okay, we get it. You know, just, it's this huge property. Everyone's excited for it. But in that sense though, I'm all like, dude, I am on board with this trailer. I'm on board with everything. I just, again, we could talk about spoilers, but in that sense though, it's just like, it kind of, I feel kind of conflicted in that, because I'm just like, I really enjoy this trailer. This is not bad of a trailer. I know we're going to go in depth on it a little bit more as far as like the scene that what we talked about off camera. But you know, opening, I mean, we got a full glance view, because in the last trailer, we kind of got him running around in it, which is that black suit. But now we actually got like a full kind of view of it, a little bit more footage of him in there. And dude, that black and gold suit, it's great, man. And that's what I was telling you about. Funko Pop. And that was already released, so we already knew that was coming, right? We knew that from the trailer. You kind of get a sense of it in the last one. And with this though, you kind of sets up the tone a little bit. We actually see Doctor Strange and Spider-Man really have a conflict in this movie, a conflict more so that I really didn't think it was going to happen yet. Or at all, really. But more so when I saw actually an interview, you know, with Benedict Cumberbatch and Tom Holland, they were interviewing. They were just like, yeah, Spider-Man and Doctor Strange, they have a conflict in this movie. I just didn't get the full extent of it. And we actually get that here. That scene where, you know, the trains are going in a circle around him makes sense now. All that makes sense. I mean, man, it's crazy. We're living in a crazy time in a crazy world right now with Spider-Man that's just trying to fix everything now when he's screwed up. Man.
It's tough, because it seems like they, I mean, the conflict makes sense. I get where Doctor Strange is coming from, because he is trying to protect the multiverse. As a matter of fact, like, once again, in the first trailer, he talks about how it's frightening how little they know about the multiverse. So I'm pretty sure Doctor Strange is also in panic mode, like trying to fix things together, especially because, you know, himself, he was trying to help Peter and it just all went down sideways. So I'm sure he feels a little bit of guilt. Peter's side, because in this trailer, we finally, you know, there's been rumors and stuff as far as like the plot and leaks, actually. But we finally get confirmation more of their motives, right? Like, it seems like the conflict mainly comes from also Peter feeling conflicted, because he's told that these villains or visitors
are gonna die.
They're coming from a world where they died at the hands of Spider-Man. So they confirmed that, they said that. And even the fact that Doc Ock like even told him, like, you're not Peter Parker, right? So of course we obviously know that it's from another world. So he sees his face and he's like, oh, okay, you're not him. So he himself is confused, but I think it's just Peter feels responsible.
That's where that conflict comes in there, because it's like Spider-Man's trying to Tom Holland Spider-Man is actually trying to save everybody. And we get that because even Doctor Strange says it in the trailer. He literally says, you can't save everyone, Peter. You can't save everybody, man. And that's the fact, is that like they have to live their world. They have to live their story, you know? And then also we get a sense to where Doctor Strange loses control because the portal's been open too long. What else could be coming, you know? You know, this hasn't been confirmed. We've seen so many different photos. Alleged other Spider-Mans, which are Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire. You know, it hasn't been officially confirmed. And in this scene, in that very end scene, though, that very last scene where you see Sandman, Lizard, and
Electro.
Lizard. Yeah, Lizard. And actually, in that scene, though, it looks like Lizard looks like he's not even attacking the Spider-Man that's on there. I feel like there's an edited version in there where, like, all three Spider-Mans are there. And in reality, we're not seeing that because it got removed out of editing for us to watch that trailer.
I feel like I have to rewatch it, though, because, like, looking at it again, I didn't see that scene that I told you about where like it looks like the lizard's getting hit by nothing. I didn't see it when you had it up in there, so I'm wondering if that is fake or not. But like,
yeah, I can double check. Yeah, but for sure, like the way the lizard is though, it's at the very bottom, and it's the way it's attacking Tom Holland, Spider-Man's up on top. It looks like Electro's about to get the Tom Holland one. I don't know. It just doesn't look. It looks too distinguished. Like especially the frame, it just looks out of focus in that sense. Because we actually see Spider-Man. We see our Tom Holland Spider-Man on the top. So I kind of feel like we're missing two other Spider-Man because that would make it even. You know what I'm saying? At least that shot be.
Yeah.
At least that fight shot.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you're mentioning, I can see it now, but I'm actually not seeing that other scene where it looks like he gets kicked through.
Yeah, that might be fake.
They already cut it, or was it fake? Yeah, it could have been fake.
I mean, it could be either one, to be honest. We'll find out in the movie, right? We'll definitely find out in the film. But I'm excited for this trailer, man. It's a lot of anticipation. A lot is really anticipating for this movie, guys. And yeah, I'm excited. Dude, so Electro's freaking outfit looks so beautifully done. This is exactly what should have happened in the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movie. This one should have happened. The outfit he has.
Like the Sinister Six? Or I mean, they're not officially the Sinister Six, but... Or what are you saying?
No, like Electro's outfit. Yeah, his costume.
Yeah.
That costume is great.
I wonder how they're going to explain it, though, because he... Not only the coloring, right? Like the color being different, right? I'm pretty sure I know how they can explain that, but Jamie Foxx looks like Jamie Foxx. He doesn't look
weird.
Not even the blue, but like when he had like weird hair and he was like very nerdy and stuff. And this one, he looked like Jamie Foxx. Like I wonder,
like if normal, like a regular Jamie, like a normal, like he just went. Yeah, he just went normal. He has the yellow, like dude. I mean. I don't know. I just love that costume. That costume was great. I give props to Sony for that, for doing that justice and giving them justice. You know, Doctor.
What's up? I'm sorry. Good. I was just gonna say, like, okay, so they showed us Green Goblin,
and we heard his voice. They showed
us all of them. Yeah, we heard. Oh, Willem Dafoe was awesome.
That was great. That was great.
William. I mean, Dafoe, they showed all of them, really, right? Because Sandman was there and stuff like that. But
as far as we know.
What do you mean if the space was there?
No. But like, I kind of feel like they might be overpowering it again, though. This has happened in the past Spider-Man films, and usually it's in the third film, right? We get a lot of different villains in this one.
Oh yeah.
So cause at the very end, Doctor Strange is saying something else is coming and I can't stop it. Or he says something like, and I'm all like, well, you know what I'm saying? So
I thought you were saying that about Sandman, but no, you're saying as far as like the villains, like
we might get another one. Oh, okay. We might get another one in that sense. And to be fair though, I mean,
it could be Venom.
I mean, yeah, dude, we don't know, man. And we got a hint of that.
Yeah, we did. I mean, no, I don't think they're going to do at least like in that battle. I don't think Venom will be in there, but, like, I wonder why they haven't shown us a lot of close-ups of the lizard. Like, they keep showing him, like, far away. Yeah. And then Sandman. I'm wondering if they're still working on CGI stuff.
I don't know, man. I hope not. I hope not, because that movie comes out literally next month. And hopefully they wouldn't be doing that.
I like that they showed us Green Goblin with the mask on. But I also just want to see Willem Dafoe's face.
Dude, we're gonna get it, man. I can't wait. I'm excited. That's like the one thing I was really anticipating for this trailer, to actually see his face and to see him actually talk, make that beautiful grin, the smile that he made in the very first Spider-Man, that just gave happiness to my heart watching this character, watching this actual person make this villain what it is today, you know. And he really has, and he ignited the fire with, you know, with the Spider-Man PS2 game, you know, all that stuff, and just, you know, and I just loved it. I can't wait to see more William Dafoe in here. And same thing with Dr. Octopus, man. Dude, I'll say it again over and over every time we mention Spider-Man, you know, Spider-Man 2 is my favorite Spider-Man movie so far. I know it's not a fan favorite, but Spider-Man,
which one, the Sam Raimi one?
Yeah, the Sam Raimi one, yeah, with the
Tobey Maguire. That one's a fan favorite, dude. Yeah, I mean, not only for me, but I've heard a lot of websites put it like at one of the best comic book movies of all time.
Okay, yeah. So
I agree. Yeah. I personally think it's the best superhero sequel we've had, like, ever out of any sequels.
Yeah.
Very close to X-Men Days of Future Past, because X-Men Days of Future Past was really good.
That one's good, though. That one's a good level, though. Yeah. I
don't know. I mean, it's because it's X-Men, but... Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2 is, like, a great, great sequel. I don't think I've seen a sequel, like, top the first one by that much of a margin, at least in the superhero genre. But, no, dude, I think it's... I mean, everyone, I've seen people that, like, prefer, like, Andrew Garfield's universe more and all that stuff. Some people just really like Tom Holland one. So I think that's what I like about Spider-Man. There's something for everyone. And,
exactly.
You know, I'm in the camp where, like, I've enjoyed all of them, but I definitely have my favorites.
I'm on the same way with you, man. Same way with you, bro. Yeah, same way with you.
I think all of them bring something good to the table. So if they put them all in one movie...
I don't know. Andrew Garfield, I don't know, man. He was my least favorite, I would say that.
Really? Yeah. I liked a lot of parts of it.
I just couldn't get over the emo Spider-Man. I just couldn't get over that. See, I didn't mind the style. It was just, I'm just so used to the nerd Spider-Man that was real hardcore nerdy. But again, though, the Tobey Maguire one, when it comes down to the powers, though, that was really idiotic. I hated that. That was the only thing I hated about Sam. Yeah, how it was just already implanted in him. No, he makes the cartridges. Like he makes it. Like that's how smart he is, you know? But regardless, it is what it is. I still enjoyed it for what it was. We got Christian Dunst in there. I enjoyed that series, that franchise series, except the third one, obviously. But definitely. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching here. Any final thoughts, Lex, man? I love this trailer, by the way. Great trailer.
Yeah. No, I love it. It's a really good trailer. It's, I think, stronger than the second one, especially because we now see the villains and the tone, like you said. Yeah. It's really, really, it's different from the first trailer. I'm a little bummed that they didn't show Toby and Andrew if they are
allegedly the right. But, we have to say allegedly. Yeah, but what'd you say? Would you say you're actually up for it? You want to see them?
I was saying that I think that if they didn't show them in this trailer, which they didn't, and if they are in the movie, I just think they're gonna wait. They're gonna wait for the movie, but. If they had revealed them in this trailer, then you can go on a press tour. All three actors can go to Jimmy Kimmel and do interviews and stuff and have fun with it. Like, I would have enjoyed that part of it, and it would have, like, increased my hype even more. But if they do end up just saving it for the movie and they are in the movie, like, I don't think I'll ever experience a theater, like, erupt. The second moment would have been when Captain America lifted Thor's hammer in Endgame. But I think this would beat that, so like, we'll see.
A huge calling right there, brother. I could see it, though. I could see it. I could hear it. I could hear the momentum growing from the audience, from the moviegoers in the theater with us. I completely hear it. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I kind of feel like that you're on the right track here. They could do a lot of options here, right? They could do multiple options here. They could actually do that, Lex. But because they already have their own trio, which is Zendaya, and I always forget the other guy, with the best friend of Tom Holland.
I know his last name is Batallón.
I apologize. So his best friend in the movie, I kind of feel like they could bring all three of them on Jacob. Jimmy Kemp. On Jimmy Kimmel, they could bring them all, right? And then be like, Tom Holland could be like, or Jimmy Kimmel could be like, well, who's your surprise guest? Like, yeah, so I brought in a couple guys here. And then, boom, just bring it. Because usually, but usually Jimmy Kimmel, it's usually that week of release. Like, it comes out that week. So usually Jimmy Kimmel, if they have a movie that comes out Friday, they'll be on, like, Wednesday or Thursday. Like, literally close
to agree. Yeah. But they wouldn't reveal that they're in the movie in a Jimmy Kimmel show. I don't think they would do it. They would be – Sony would be giving the views to them and not to Sony.
What they could do, they could release another teaser, another just trailer of them coming out saying, hey, how's it going? Or why am I stuck here?
It's a month away, though. I don't know.
There's a lot could happen.
It didn't say final trailer, though, right?
No, it just said tickets will go on sale Cyber Monday.
Okay. They may do another trailer. I don't know.
I kind of feel like we're going to get one more trailer. It's going to be a minute long of them just talking, and then everyone's going to flip out, and then it's going to do wonders. It's going to break the internet, and I feel like they're going to be on Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, it's going to happen, man.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because they want that press tour, man. They want those views. They want that press tour. But yeah, definitely, guys, thank you so much for watching with us. Thank you for conversating with us about movies, guys, as we go into our geeky stuff and we talk about all of the good old nerdy movie talk news. All right, as always, I'm your host, Ryan D. You can call Ryan680.
And this is Lex. Thank you, guys.
Catch you later, guys. Hit that subscribe button, by the way. Thank you for watching. Peace.